Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In 1994, Native Americans opened a casino in North Carolina and decided to share profits directly with their members. Jane Costello, professor of medical psychology at Duke University, outlines this profit-sharing experiment and details the results.
20 years ago, the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians opened a new casino in western North Carolina and made an interesting decision. The tribe decided to share profits directly with its members in cash payments of around $4,000 per person per year. My research team was already studying child mental health in this area, and we wondered how would the extra money influence the future of the children. We compared children's outcomes before and after the income supplements began. The study looked at physical and emotional health, education, and crime. Among the children whose families were already prosperous or who were desperately poor, we found little change. For some families, though, the cash supplements lifted them above the federal poverty line, and in those families we saw striking changes. 4 years before the supplement, these children had high levels of anxiety, depression, and conduct problems. 4 years later, these rates were dramatically lower. Now the children are into their 30s. Those who received the supplement were more likely to graduate from high school and had fewer teen pregnancies. They use less alcohol and fewer drugs and commit fewer minor crimes. We've tracked the cost of the supplement versus the savings on crime and medical care. And by age 26, benefits exceed costs by a factor of 3 to 1. The numbers carry a clear message. We can choose to pay less now or pay more later. Our tax dollars can support poor families while their children are growing and developing, or we can pay for their lack of education, obesity, alcohol abuse, and crime down the road in our healthcare and criminal justice systems. The statistics speak for themselves.
That was Jane Costello of Duke University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.